Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our wonderful Monday program on BBS Radio. Today is May 24th. So let's do a emotional clearing here for everybody. And if you'd like to think about a situation that you've had in your lifetime that you'd like to have the emotions turned down on it a ways here, if not completely eliminated, just think of it right now, and we'll see what we can do for you. So just think about it. I don't need to know what it is naturally. And this will also work on the archives. So here we go. I count to five to release it from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And I want you all to look at that particular situation that you brought up. And you will be able to see what happened. But the actual emotional sting to it, the trauma, the drama, the heartache, the fear, the anger, you know, there's all different types of emotion, sadness, betrayal, all these energies, if you look at one of those, and there may be more that you've experienced with that, just look at it, and it should feel pretty neutralized right now. So you can look at it without going through that emotional roller coaster ride again. Now we're going to do a little deeper clearing for that, which is a feeling body. Remember, the emotional body is what we call ghost, and you have your ghost with you. It lives with you, we'll say, but it's yours until your body passes on. And then if you don't do a healing on it, or it doesn't have a healing done on itself, then it becomes a ghost. And it's just kind of floating around there and looking for a body to come into, to attach to. So we're going to do a feeling body clearing. And sometimes this body is also being used by you. So here we go. Think of the same situation. And I'm going to count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And look at the situation now. And if you got most of it taken away in the emotional body, then the feeling body is like icing on the cake. If you didn't feel much with the emotional one, then the feeling body is more than likely where the situation is being stored. And now I'll do a trauma body. So typically, the emotional one should get rid of about 95% of it for about 90% of the people. And the feeling body takes away, you know, maybe a few more percent. And then the trauma body is another few more percent. So here we go. Think of that same situation. And we're going to release that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll do the heart to mind drop for everybody. Get you into the present moment where your spirit lives, where you should be living yourself, being disattached from your mind energy. Remember, the mind is in time. Time is controlled and created by darkness, so you don't want to live in time. Simple as that. So here we go. We're going to take you out of time by dropping you into your heart. That's where peace is. You're never going to find peace in the mind energy. It doesn't know what it is. All the mind knows about is domination and control, and you know, that's what it lives in. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll say, inside your head, your thoughts, awakening consciousness, and your heart center is that sacred space, and this is where you're in peace. So dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel very peaceful right now. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Annika. And
yes.
Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ron, for getting us cleared there with the emotional, the feeling body trauma, and the mind-to-heart drop, and maybe you even did something else. So today is Monday the 24th of May, if you're listening to an archive. And we have a wonderful hour here today with Ron Amatron of the Creation Lightship. And today is extra special because we have a sponsor for our show today. So this is something you can choose to do. And if you go to the website, which is creationlightship.com, and you look down, scroll down a little bit, under radio shows on the left-hand side, is it says first BBS Radio, then it says Ask One Radio, and down below there it says Sponsor a Radio Show. So this lady has chosen to do that. So we are so grateful to have you on, Anne, and it's really up to you when you sponsor a show if you want to dedicate it more to your own questions or if you want to take on some on the fast chat. So, Anne, are you out there?
I am. Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on.
That's so great. Thank
you. And I want to just second, I the times I have done this before, I always do a little commercial for doing it, but Annika just did that. It's really fun to do, so I recommend it a lot. And I did quite a few a while ago, but I haven't done it in a while, so I'm happy to be back on.
It's so great to have you. Thank you for being here with us. So that's great.
You're welcome. And I just want to thank you, Ron, so much for all these free healings that you have on the site. I totally use them all the time, and it's made it so much easier for me now to introduce other people to the healing, the Creation Lightship healings, because they can go in there and really feel something powerful and really get it. And I have a good friend who's really doing a lot of the healings, and I hope that she'll get her emotional clearing at least soon and her remove her death barcodes. But I thought that perhaps, I don't know if you've already discussed this on the show because I haven't listened in a while, but if you wanted to maybe talk a little bit about the clearing you did yesterday and the new orb clearing that's online.
Okay,
it's so
powerful. It is brand new. I never really had any information about the orbs. And, you know, I've knew about them for a long time, but I never had the curiosity to investigate them. And then I had a phone call last week, and this person was talking about how they had an attack on themselves by a blue orb, and they couldn't get rid of it. And they went on the alien attack removal, and I believe that helped, but they were kind of surprised because, you know, an orb showed up. So on last Wednesday's show, and if you want to just tune into it, you know, this is like, you know, all these shows are like, you know, cold turkey, you know, we get on here and we do what happens. You know, they're all live, instant. So it would be on the 19th of May. We started doing some orb clearing. So we did different colors, and boy, man, the fast chat was nuts. So we had a conference call last Sunday where we released a lot of the orb energies too. So that was quite something. The orb energies, I'm still looking into them. I think what they kind of are is like the beginning stages of the jellyfish energy. I won't say that's 100% true. You could ask your spirit typically. It may or may not know. But this is kind of what it's feeling like because they do hover around people who have been involved with crop circles, okay? I've talked to people before who visited crop circles, and they just come all around them, kind of like bees would a lot of flowers, or like bees to, you know, their honeycomb, you know. So beehive. So basically, you know, and also extraterrestrial sightings have a lot of orbs. So since I'm not a proponent of alien stuff, you know, these things hang out there. So they must be in the same venue, I think. So I think they are probably jellyfish energies. We took out a lot of their stingers, we'll call it, their cordings, energetic links to people last Sunday. So that's what we did, and it was very heavy, very, very heavy. So that's kind of what I think it is. It's brand new. And This might be the interface besides the jellyfish that's on your head, typically, or hundreds of them that could be on your head. This might be the way they actually start to infect you. But and maybe they're just too small to do damage, like the one on top of your head would. But anyway, I think that's one of the ones that was integrated there. And the blue ones, you know, now that's in the fast chat, is it was very heavy for one person. It's very heavy for me. Some were less intense, but we went through a lot of color. So that's a free clearing on the website now. And if you just want to see if orbs are attacking you, maybe these are alien creatures that you can see. Normally you see them in photographs. May not be able to see them physically with your eyes, okay? Some people can. But typically, you know, with the camera, they do show up. So I guess back to you, Anne, if you want to add something there on how you felt about them.
Well, I before the call yesterday, I did just the red one, and I definitely felt something leave my head. And it felt really good. And yesterday, I know I piped in and said, oh, I feel great. But then shortly after I said that, I started to not feel so great. So some of them were heavier for me. I think actually it might have been the blue one, but I'm not 100% sure. But thank you so much for putting that on the site for free. And just to let people know, I don't want to be negative or anything, but I had to travel last week. And I know I picked up entities and ETs, parasites. And I think I know from who on the plane, and I just couldn't avoid touching some people, and it knocked me out. And the alien relief clearings are just so important and so good because it totally turned it around. So those are wonderful. I think I only paid $10 to do that, and I felt like a new person by the end of the day.
Wow, that's so great.
Now,
yeah, thank
so
you.
So I don't know. Did you want to talk more about the orbs, or I don't have any questions. I don't really see them or anything, and I just know it feels good. And I'm grateful to you for finding them and getting rid of them. Are they big things, Ron? Like, are they like the size of our body, or are they little?
I think they basically attach, you know, energetically to us from the outside. And I think they put their tentacles into us. That's kind of what I perceive.
Okay.
If anybody would like to call in maybe and maybe describe what they felt yesterday on the call that we took out lots of these things, you might want to, you know, share how that you felt connected to them. Myself, I just see them floating around our energetic system on the outside of us in our auric field, and I see like little stingers coming into us. So that's kind of what I'm sensing.
Now, Annika, did I see you put the phone number on the fast chat before? Now I don't see.
Yes, I did. I did. It must be on the other part here, but I can mention that. So for call-ins, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free for U.S. and Canada. And if you go to bbsradio.com on Station 1, you will also see three other lines that you can choose to call in to. So Anne was saying that, and Ron was saying maybe you want to call in and comment on something like the orb, since we were talking about that. So that would be great. I have actually a comment myself, Anne. And Ron, it's interesting to me. I was doing the violet and indigo for my child, who has been called the so-called indigo child. Not that I believe in that, you know, but it's like kind of a stamp on certain kids that maybe are more work for their parents. I don't know. But, you know, it's interesting that when I was doing the violet and indigo of her, it got so heavy, I kind of got a little bit of a headache. You know, I had to stop. I couldn't do all of it, and I'm going to have to come back to it. But I have also been clearing a lot for myself, too. So, you know, it could have been just too much. But that was an interesting thing. Obviously, the headache went again when I stopped, but I thought that was interesting. So she doesn't wear violet or indigo, But, you know, it was interesting about those colors. I don't know if there was a caller. Was that me just hearing something? Or did you hear something?
I heard it, too. Is someone on the line?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Annika, Ron. Hi, Ann. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, great. I'm glad you can hear me. Yeah, I really wanted to thank Ann for her dedication today for being a sponsor. That's very noble of her. I'm very grateful for her putting herself out on the line like that. And I wanted to ask that yesterday for the clearings, the orb clearings, I couldn't tell afterwards until today when I woke up this morning. And it always seems like it's a delay because some of the negatives are released and some are not, and some are pending releasing, and your mind is still sort of in a little bit of turbulence, so it's hard to see through the space within you what's going on sometimes. It is a challenge, but basically I'm getting more and more in touch with myself. But this morning when I woke up, I was completely free of a little stress anxiety that I had for a long time. It was so nice just to be completely aware of things and people and situations and have a clear spirit about my perspective about things. It was very wonderful, the after effects of Ron's healing yesterday. I'm really grateful for that. Then I'd like to ask Anne if it's okay with her. Could we have a white orb clearing? Because she's a sponsor, we have to be showing her a lot of respect for her dedication today. Can we have a white orb clearing today?
Sure,
of course.
Let's do the white orbs, okay?
Okay, all right.
So here we go. So we'll get out as many as we can.
Okay.
Here we go, white orbs. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just kind of maybe hold a 1 minute space here of no sound. And just kind of we'll see how you're feeling. Okay, I guess that's a fast minute there. So how's everybody doing out there? So how are you doing, Annika?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ron. I feel good now. Tell you, this was hard when I did it today, but now it feels great. So whatever you're doing right now is definitely working for me here. How about you, Ann?
I feel very clear and relaxed also. Thank you for the suggestion. Larry. I'm sorry, was that Larry?
How are you doing? I'm still doing clearing as
good.
We're talking here.
Do you want
I know
me to
the
mention?
Light, well, Ron talks about the light of the darkness. The light is always there, the false light. So I thought that'd be appropriate for our healing today also.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, I know that I think I know from Larry and Annika and probably other people listening that before we found Ron, we did a lot of work that we... No, certainly I did, that I now find questionable, that was absolutely hooked into ETs and everything. Mm-hmm. And I also get a lot out of the dark practitioner mind control clearing. And sometimes I don't get upset anymore, but I still remember some of the things that, you know, they were telling people, these so-called healers that I used to go to. And I don't know if when, you know, if perhaps, Ron, after you're, we're through with the orb thing, I don't know if that might be an appropriate clearing to do a sample of, and some people might feel the relief that I get from it. It's a whole life clearing.
Yeah.
I do it every morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's
do you
okay.
do it, Annika?
I do it too. I try to do it every day, that one, and I definitely go on the alien removal page, as in alien parasite removal page, which includes so much, and also, like, actually, I think I got this from you when you were sponsoring another time, Anne. You were mentioning about doing the, making sure you do the entities every day too. So I've been getting good at that now.
yes, I do both of those every day.
That's so great. And while we're waiting for Ron here, maybe I can mention a little bit about what's coming up in June, if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Okay, so in June, it's on the calendar of events on creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. So you will be able to meet Ron at the Yoga and Raw Food Expo, which is in New York City on June 11, 12, and 13. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can experience the Light Infusion Chamber healings that will be at the Hotel New Yorker, New York City in New York. And for you who are close by or can go to the Raw Food and Yoga Expo and see Ron, I couldn't think of anything better to do. Unfortunately, I don't think I can make it, but I wish I could. So I also see that Ron's going to have a few lectures. The Key to Personal Wellness and Overcoming Limitations is on Friday. On Saturday, Experience True Healing Now, and lecture on Sunday, 2012, The Awakening and Immortality Overcome Limitations. So, yeah, that's all.
Wow, those sound so interesting.
Yeah, I maybe, Ron, after you get done, maybe you want to add on to that, but that sounds fantastic. And also, maybe I can mention, if you do, for those people that wonder about samples and listening to the archives and how much does that work and that sort of thing, what this is all about on the radio show is to give you a sample of what kind of clearings or healings you do need as a whole lifetime clearing. So Ron's body actually has to take all the energies that he is clearing off of us. It has to go through him. He works as a conduit to it. So to not overextend him, you know, we need to be aware that we can't continue just to use the archives for that. So that's why they don't work longer than 2 months, unless you are basically doing something for yourself as a whole lifetime clearing. And it's just the way the lightship is protecting, so that Ron keeps his life force energy to keep helping us. So that was just me kind of inserting my own little version of what that is all about. So Anne, do you want to comment?
Thank you. I agree that all the samples, the things that Ron does on the radio shows, but also the new things that he has on the top of the website. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable how much you get onto that website, Ron. And the having that mind to heart drop, and the one with, I think it has about 5 sample healings, like the broken heart and the trauma body. I mean, it just feels so good. But nothing compares to doing the whole life clearings. They're so worth it.
Yeah,
because when I think back of how I'm so much stronger now, and I'm so much more aware of keeping my spirit in my body and staying heart-centered. And when I had 2 trips recently, and the first one I was kind of dreading, and because it wasn't very pleasant, I had to appear in court. And I think because it was unpleasant, I really, you know, amped myself up and felt very powerful and strong, and I ended up having a very pleasant time. It was easy and pleasant, and I felt, you know, like nothing, and I was happy the whole time. my second trip, I went for my son's graduation, so it was happy, and I was going to see friends. And I don't think I focused as much, and then I ended up getting attacked. So it's so important that no matter what we're doing and where we're going, that we're in our bodies and paying attention all
what,
the time.
Yeah, that is incredible to hear that and to be reminded. Thank you. I can kind of sense what you're saying there, too. I think that's happened to me, too, actually. So.
Yeah, you sort of, when you're feeling happier, you get lazy, kind of.
Yeah.
<I'll be> fine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, these people won't attack me. They're my family.
Right, and but you don't, you know, forget that you're on an airplane and you're, you know, not sleeping as well, that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, I really was off when I got back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, another clarion here, if you like.
Yeah.
So I just finished doing that one there. So people should feel better. And let's do a pain release. Everybody has pain typically. So we'll do an emotional pain release. So that one goes kind of deep here. And here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And now we'll do a physical pain release. So here we go. And the emotion of what could be causing you physical pain also. But this is physical pain. 5 days ago cleared. Wow, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. I'm yawning, yesterday cleared, wow, and today cleared. I'll do that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do a mental pain. Okay, this ought to be interesting. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do another one. This is kind of tongue-in-cheek here, but it's kind of like a pain in the butt clearing. Okay, here we go. We'll see how that works. You don't know what you're carrying there, you know? So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That could be many issues. Okay, back to you, ladies.
Okay, Anne, how are you feeling there?
Well, wonderful. Relaxed. I do feel them, you know, even though I do all the clearings every day. And another new one I wanted to bring attention to is the media clearing, which I haven't done yet. I'm really looking forward to doing that. I think that was a wonderful idea, Ron, because there's just so much negativity in the news. And you know, I haven't gone in to see exactly how you do it, but I was thinking on some level we all must have been traumatized, like during 9/11, and, you know, we all were glued to the TV for a few days. And a friend of mine said recently, whenever he sees a plane, practically, he thinks of that again. And so I'm really looking forward to doing that media. And the other thing about TV is the negativity of those drug commercials. And you wonder, what is that putting into our minds and then possibly making us susceptible to those diseases?
Yeah,
and I believe that's a $20 clearing, is it, Ron, or $10? It's inexpensive anyway.
I think it's 20 per month, right? Is that what it ended up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's just such a good idea. I can't wait to do that because who knows what's going to clear? Like as Ron was just saying, we don't know what's blocking us or holding us back in some way. So I'm really excited about trying that.
Yeah, and what things are coming across, you know, in the words. Remember, the words are made up of letters, and what codings are in those particular words. And also, what's going across the screen, you know, in the subliminal range of what you're watching, you know. You don't know what they're actually transmitting to you. So that's what that clearing is designed for, is to get rid of stuff like that that's going to affect your energetic system.
Yeah, that one was actually a bit of a surprise for me. I did do it, and you'd think I'd know, you know, how much it is and all that. But from week to week, I guess I'm living much more in the moment or something, or that's what I'm blaming it on. You know, hopefully that's it. But it was a surprise to me how much energy there was from media news and events, you know, the trauma that gets removed from that. And I don't even have a TV. I don't watch TV, but I still definitely was traumatized by what goes through, you know, what comes to us through the media. So
right, right. And when I was also, when I was in New York, I watched TV, and, you know, I felt very drained afterwards because I don't have a TV either, and I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Still, there's probably things from the past, and every once in a while, you know, you're going to see commercials on the Internet even.
That's interesting. When I go back to New York, watching the newsprint, and they have a whole different vocabulary there that I don't see in California. So right away, you look at their newspapers, and I hope I don't step on anybody's toes in New York, but you look at them, and a lot of times you see people with angry faces, and they use the word like the thugs came, you know. It's like something that you think would be, you know, words out of the 1920s, you know. And they're right in there with all these really negative, awful words. And, I mean, the pictures of these people, you know, if there was ever a shot of anybody, that'd be the worst angry picture of someone, right? They'll put that one up, you know, maybe half the page in the newspaper of somebody. And that's on the front page on a lot of these things. So, I mean, it's a whole different vocabulary to what I'm used to, you know, seeing, you know, in California. In California, it's a lot different. But there, boy, it's like really ruthless. So that's kind of how I would put it. And maybe that's the mindset of some of the people. They want to make everything look like there's a bunch of bullies out there and tough people. And, you know, they don't spare any of the words, you know. So anyway, it's that's just the way I perceive it. If you're from New York listening, you're probably used to it, so it'd just be like water off a duck's back. But to somebody who's not from there looking at the newsprint, it's really, I would, when I first saw it a year ago, I go, wow, this is really strange to see these words like so-and-so's a thug, you know, and this guy, you know, was a fink, you know, or something like that. I mean, it was just really weird, you know. But anyway, I'll switch it over to something nice. So let's do a wonderful clearing here. Let's do a clearing. I love bringing in the peace energy. Yeah, let's bring in the energy of Princess Diana. This is what Jesus, his body used, the spirit of Princess Diana, for the humanitarian mission. So this is what she was here doing when she walked in the body of Jesus, okay? I'll rephrase that. That sounds like a walk-in. So when Jesus' body needed to come forth to present humanitarian issues of compassion for people, her spirit was the one conveying this information, okay? So I'm going to bring that energy into us right now here. So if you wish to bring the monitor screen up of the light beam, you can. Just scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. We'll bring up the spirit of Princess Diana from the light ship that was walking the earth as Jesus when her spirit was in Jesus at that particular time 2,000 years ago to help people. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that feels wonderful. Very hard opening. So we'll do a chakra alignment here to get everybody energy system flowing in their body. So heart chakra, positioning that, and moving up to your throat, third eye, power chakra, second and first. do an opening, heart chakra, use the word spin to open up the energy to be body width for everybody. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, spin, open. Okay, let's get you into your body's property. I'll take you out and put you back in. Going out and back in again. There. If you felt your body change, it was because you're in your body crooked or twisted or improperly, upside down, sideways, whatever. So now you should feel pretty good. So back to you, ladies.
All right. So thank you so much. How do you feel now? And over to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. I felt really good. I think I have my body, you know, in alignment, so I didn't feel that as powerfully, and I'm very grateful for that. I thought that there's just one other thing I'd share, since I haven't been on the show a lot, and the last few times I had a lot of questions I brought up that have been very frustrated in my attempts to lose weight. Well, I'm really losing weight now. I've lost like 35 pounds. And I'm recently reread. I think it's okay to mention a book on here, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, no problem.
I read the, actually it's new, but I have read her work before. Janine Roth writes about compulsive eating, and she has a new book out. And unfortunately in it, she does recommend that everybody meditate every day. But other than that, she had a lot of good thoughts. So I've now been, you know, inspired somewhat by her, but of course mostly by Ron and the light chip. And I've been paying more attention to eating and making that part of staying in my body and connected to my spirit, so that I'm just eating very slowly and paying attention and only eating, which is really, really hard for me because I like to read and be on the computer and eat. And that's made a huge difference again. So I think I'm just getting clearer and more connected to my body and asking, you know, the mind of my body if this is the right thing for me to eat. And I just wanted to share that with everybody because that's been a lifelong frustration of mine and upset. And it's pretty much gone. I actually feel really good.
So maybe, Anne, if you could mention what you think actually helped you lose weight of, you know, is it certain clearings and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, that's a tough one. Every day I do, you know, minimally, I do the mind control clearing, the entity clearing, the emotional, and the mental. And so much of what was going on in my body image is mental and emotional and mind control. I mean, look at our culture. That's another reason I like the media clearing, because of the negativity about, you know, appearance and people having plastic surgery. And I even know this young girl I just saw on my trip, and she's a little tiny little peanut of a thing, and she thinks she's fat and can't wear a bathing suit. I mean, if she has 5 extra pounds on her, I don't know where it is. So that's a mind, in a way, a mind control and keeping us unhappy and disconnected.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? I guess we buy more stuff to feel better or buy more cosmetics so we can feel that we're attractive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's very personal, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that I've released a lot of these things. I mean, no, in other words, I just don't have those mind programs running anymore where I'm only in survival mode all the time, which is basically what it is. It's like not being with your spirit and connected.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
once you're connected, that really see, as Ron always tells us, that's where all the power is.
Yeah, so basically it's like you're not beating yourself up anymore, is what
no.
I'm hearing.
Yes, that's a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to be relaxed and happy, you know,
yeah.
And enjoy food and eating and whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, that's so great. And so, so basically it can be anything probably for anyone to help lose weight. And I had a few times when I was doing the 8-hour calls when I noticed, you know, I could, something that had been kind of tight on me wasn't tight on me anymore.
Wow.
It was like overnight. It's very odd. So, yeah, it was definitely good. And then I wasn't on the I had 8 hours, and it kind of came back a little bit. But, you know, I kind of
right.
not too bad. But, you know, definitely right. helps to lose around the midsection.
Right. Well, I just think the more Ron clears us from these densities and attachments of ETs and entities and blocks and our past and everything, then we can, you know, we're going to be lighter figuratively and eventually literally also, because we're removed from the chaos that is on this planet that keeps us crazy and not thinking clearly and
yeah.
buying things and eating things and not paying any attention.
Let me do a sample clearing here,
mm-hmm.
and this may help you. I did this on a few people in the past. It's not on the website, but this kind of happened in conversation with people. What will happen is you might watch, say, a TV program or watch a movie or something, and let's just say that for some reason you're watching, let's just say, elephants on TV, and you see a few of those get killed or something. They're hunted, they're killed, right, and they're doing a documentary on it, you know, and you go, oh, that's sad, you know. Or maybe you're tuning into the whale energies. Now, these are both very large beings, okay? So let's take out these emotional bodies, okay? Remember, when you have the sympathy, empathy for these particular beings, these bodies can come into you. And they can also be very large. And because of that, your body will sense this large energy and want to protect itself. Or it could just become large because these things are inside of you, okay? These are invisible, energetic bodies. And, you know, we'll just call them their emotional bodies. So let's just try something here. And it'll also make you want to tune into those programs all the time, okay? Because they want to connect to their like kind. So let's take away a whale energy, first of all, from people. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And we'll just see how your body feels. I'm feeling a lot of sadness right now. So that, I'm sure the listening audience feels sadness toward what's happening to the whales here. But that's what I'm feeling here. It's very bad. Here we go. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I got to do a sadness clearing here. Here we go, sadness. So here we go. Stronger, release this energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's leaving here. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And this could be the sadness also of the emotional bodies of the whales that were killed. Stronger. So we're going to send those to the light here. Stronger. Emotional bodies, not to the light, but to the earth spirit. Stronger, 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 stronger. And the spirit will go to the light. Stronger, stronger, creation energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay. So this came out because of Princess Diana's compassion. And let's do the next one, which would be the elephant energies here. So here we go. Emotional bodies and possible spirit bodies of elephants that might be hanging out inside of you, with you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do a sadness clearing here. It's not as heavy as the whale energies. So here we go, sadness clearing for the elephants. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay. How's that, ladies? Do you feel like your body shrunk at all? I'm just going to put you on the spot here.
You go ahead. It kind of did feel like that. And you, thank you so much, Ron, and you brought up such a good point because we're taught, I certainly was, to be compassionate and care and have empathy, and we're kind of, you know, applauded if we're, you know, deep feelers, thinkers, but really we're hurting ourselves, aren't we, if we don't know what we're doing. And
I want to do another clearing. This I haven't ever done before. I want to do one for people who have maybe knew somebody who had cancer, who maybe, you know, died. Maybe people who just feel, you know, sad about cancer that people, you know, get. Maybe you know somebody who has cancer, so you're dealing with that heartache and watching maybe the person deteriorate before your eyes. So let's do a clearing for that. I know a lot of times, at least here in Mount Shasta, they have a cancer run on the 4th of July, and people come from, you know, all around to do this run. So here we go. Let's do an emotional trauma clearing for cancer that you may have picked up. Remember, this is like on the media clearing where this energy stuck to you, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do another clearing for the emotional bodies of people that may have connected to you. Here we go, who have had cancer. So stronger, 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 pretty heavy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay, ladies, back to you.
I really feel like you did that for me, Ron, because I've had a lot of family members die of cancer, and I've had a lot of negativity all around that issue. And it almost worries me because I know it's bad to worry to have that thought. But just recently, we were watching something on the computer, and an ad came on about cancer, and just it really upset me. Like I said, I don't ever want to have to watch that again. So I'm wondering if maybe you picked up on that. I really needed that.
Who knows?
No. Well, I did. So thank you very much.
Welcome.
That was really wonderful.
Yeah, it's very interesting what you're saying, Anne, too, about how we get trained to be emphatic and, you know, how it's like a way of being trained, especially as a female, I guess, but, you know, I don't know. Other people, I'm sure, have had that, too, even if they're not female. So,
right.
Yeah, but I can totally relate, and I actually felt that those few ones that you just did, Ron, the sadness clearing was, oh my goodness, I really feel that one. So
that was really powerful, too.
Okay, yeah.
What I'll do is one more clearing before we get off the air here. I'll do one for sadness. So you mentioned sadness, okay? And just think of any time in your life that you had sadness, and we'll clear that. And I'll just, we're doing our 8-hour final call this month. This coming Sunday, so you can get on that if you wish. Wonderful call, getting rid of these alien critters that live inside of us here. Two radio programs that are on BBS would be the 11:30:07 and 10:10:08 if you're interested in having some samples of that. Also online, it's $30 a month to do the alien removal clearing. But I'm going to do some sadness here before we close. So I'll just say thank you, Anne, for coming on. I really appreciate that.
Oh, it was such a pleasure, Ron. Thank you, and thank you, everyone listening.
Yeah, thank you, Anne.
I hope everyone can get on the call on Sunday, and then we'll
chat
again. Yeah,
it was quite a wonderful call on Sunday.
So
here we go, sadness. So we're here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, yeah. So thank you so much for being on, everyone, and thank you, Anne, for sponsoring today. It's such a great thing, and so nice to have you on. So thank you, everyone, and we'll see you on Wednesday, or if you're coming on tonight for Ask One Radio. And, yeah, we also have a conference call in between, so maybe see you on there.
Okay, so Ask One is at 7 o'clock Pacific, and it's a wonderful program, just like the BBS one here, so... We'll see you later, everybody.
Okay.
And
blessings.
Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.